The study will evaluate current conditions in the Great Lakes and determine what's required to maintain the navigational routes at the existing size and capacity. Tim Eder is the Director of Water Resources for the National Wildlife Federation. He says any plans for Great Lakes navigation must address current problems of invasive species and habitat destruction, not make them worse. Eder says only a handful of ships come in from foreign ports on a daily basis.
But each ship brings with it the risk of another invasive species. And right now, our fishery in the Great Lakes region is teetering on the brink of collapse because of zebra mussels, because of sea lampreys, because of Asian carp that are knocking on the door trying to get into the Great Lakes, most of which, not all, but most of which come in the ballast tanks of ships from foreign ports.
The public hearings are being held at various locations through July 14th. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Celeste Headley.